Well, we actually did square dancing, only we didn't call it that. To music. And I realized later when I did square dancing that that's what we had been doing.
What about the boys? Did they ever play any kind of ball games or games with tin cans or anything?
No, it was baseball and basketball and tennis. We were great on tennis around here. And I don't know, of the time I paid much attention to the boys, it was more girl games.
What about any games that they ever played with knives or anything, where they toss them down like that?
They did. I never paid attention to that.
What about them?
And marbles, yeah, in the spring, always the marbles.
They ever play with jacks or anything?
Yeah, I don't know how, and I've got to learn, haven't I? I've got a whole crew of grandnieces and nephews who are going to be expecting me to know how to play jacks.
What about rope games? Did they ever play any kinds of rope games? Jumping rope?
Oh, sure. Oh, yes. That was recess. I was jumping the rope.
Do they have calls or anything that they use with those? Or remember any of those?
No, I really don't, because I didn't jump. I just watched.
What about, were there any kind of rough games that kids around ever played? Or?
I was shielded from the rough games, and I don't know.
Yeah.
And there was so much of the time that I wasn't there that I don't know really what they were doing.
Yes, ma'am. And what about any kind of word games, any rough word games that people would play, something like that?
I don't know.
When a new kid moved in, was he pretty much accepted immediately, or was there any kind of initiation-wise or anything he'd have to go through?
We had very few new kids moving in, but they definitely had to go through a miserable period, which just lasted a day or two, really. And then they were usually, I can't remember, but two who were not accepted at school. And one stole things, and the other one, I don't know what she did, but something equally.
What kinds of things would be miserable for them?
Well, they were different. And they felt different. And we all sort of stared at them, and they stared at us. And then finally somebody would break the ice and talk. And we had one very delightful boy who had lived several places, who came here. His father was with the aluminum company, and he came here from Canada, and he had the most fascinating blend of an English accent and a southern drawl that you have ever heard. And he was just a nice kid, and that was during one of the periods when I wasn't walking. And the first day that he was here, he volunteered to carry my lunch tray over to me. And so he didn't go through any initiation period. Bob was accepted immediately. And it was that one little thing that he did, and the fact that he rocked back and forth when he talked. He rocked from one foot to the other.